This is Sci-Fi Talk, the podcast on how science fiction, horror, fantasy, and comics help us explore our humanity.
Hi, welcome to season two of Bite. This is Tony Tilato.
And so parenting in an apocalypse, it's not the same way that we would do it, you know.
You know how it works. Interviews are usually 2 to 4 minutes long, but sometimes they can be a little longer.
Tony, when you live long enough, all kinds of strange things happen.
You're very right in saying that the Greek heroes were the original superheroes.
In part because of the hopeful nature of Gene's vision, but also because of its message of diversity and inclusion.
Michelle Yeehy Lee, national reporter of the Washington Post, recently hosted actors Daniel Dae Kim and Daniel Wu to discuss the recent rash of violence against Asian Americans. The Washington Post was kind enough to supply me with these audio clips. Here are Michelle Yeehy Lee and Daniel Dae Kim and Daniel Wu, who remind us that this problem has been in our history for a long time.
I think that fear that we've all been discussing publicly and interviewing the victims and their families about, part of that has really sparked some action. You know, we've seen some progress in that some local law enforcement agencies are ramping up investigations. Regular citizens, in fact, are even guarding their fellow Asian neighbors on their yards and actually trying to protect them personally. So I wanted to talk a little bit about solutions. And I'm going to turn to an audience question here because we've gotten some questions about this. And this one's from Jonathan Lee in New Jersey. And he's asking, in working with the victims and local Asian American community leaders, what have they told you about what they would like to see done? What sort of solutions are they interested in? Daniel Dae Kim, do you want to tell us about what you've been hearing from the community and what potential solutions and progress could look like?
Sure. I think I'd like to top line this answer by saying it is a very nuanced one. It's a very nuanced issue because depending on who you talk to, there are many different approaches that are being recommended. I think one thing that can't be overemphasized is the importance of community organizations in each locality. They are the ones who are doing the work on the ground on a daily basis, and they've been working on these issues for a really long time. And they're the ones that are witnessing these events happening in their backyards.
Sci-Fi Talk returns in a moment.
So I think part of the solution is to really empower those community organizations to do the work that they do, and that means to fund them and to volunteer as well. A lot of that is part of the answer. I think education is a big part of the solution. There are a lot of people who don't know the history of Asians in America, and that is that essentially whitewashes our existence from this country. For instance, if you think about the Chinese Exclusion Act, it was actually the first policy of its kind that excluded an entire race from this country, and it was in place for almost 100 years, and it wasn't officially repealed until the 1960s. And so you combine that with things like the largest lynching in America in Los Angeles in the 1870s, where 18 Chinese people were lynched, and there were a mob of 500 people who attacked them, and not a single one of them served any jail time. And then you go 100 years later to 1982 with Vincent Chin, where he was murdered because he was attacked because people thought he was Japanese when he was in reality Chinese, at a time when the American auto industry was failing and he was scapegoated. His attackers never served a day of jail time. These are all parts of our history that are widely unknown, but they speak to the fact that we have been a part of the fabric of America since the 1850s. So that's a part of it as well. And I think deterrence is a part of it also. And that is a controversial subject, I recognize. But this idea that hate crimes differ, the definition of a hate crime differs from state to state. And that is a bit problematic because we don't have a national standard. And so what happens in one state will be prosecuted in a completely different way from another. It's a combination of all of those things. But One thing is for sure, it is a complex, nuanced issue and one that isn't necessarily solved in a soundbite.
Special thanks to the Washington Post for supplying the audio we just heard. For Byte, this is Tony Tolato.